Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So stop whatever it is that you're doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, to the listening audience. Grace View Church of Christ, 4687 Rock Ridge Road in Stone Mountain, up in the Pine Lake area. But we have not been there for over 60 days now and inside the building to to do any kind of a worship or anything of that sort. And so that's all across the nation, basically, and especially here in Atlanta, Georgia. It is a very beautiful, beautiful day. Yesterday was just super duper off the chain. And this seems like this is going to be another one of those kinds of days, sort of hot and beautiful. I know it's already hot this morning. I've already been outside. I would encourage you, if you don't do that, get up some morning sort of early and go outside and catch a little breath of fresh air. Don't wait to catch the 12 o'clock breath of fresh air and 3 o'clock. You know, when you see that light out there outside your window, that's what we call morning. That's God's already up. He's already working, and he's already working for you. And so don't wait so far up in the day before you start going outside and listening to the birds and looking at the sun. Somebody was asked the other day about their flowers. They had some flowers in the yard, and they wasn't doing as well as they should be doing. And the question was asked, how does the sun come up in your yard? Because it looked like you're not getting enough sun. They said, I don't know. They didn't even know what side of the house the sun go up on. Hadn't even thought about what side the sun go down on their house, because they get up so late in the daytime. When they get up, sun already up over top of the roof. And they didn't know whether it came from the left or the right, or the east or the west, or the south or the north. And of course, we always know where the sun rises from. It rises in what? The east, and it sets where? In the west. And how long has it been doing that? Forever, forever. God is consistent that way. Just the other day, they had a launch. Anyway, they shot one of these rockets up in the air. You know what I'm talking about. Can't say that word. They shot one of these rockets up in the air the other day, and they patting each other on the back as to how accurate they was to get him up there. And I don't know when they're coming back, if they already back or something of that sort. But the whole thing is that they intelligent and they pretty smart, but it's God being consistent that made that happen. The things that God do with the universe is how we're able to time some things. And so we're really not that smart. The thing is, God is so consistent in what he will do, and so we can tap into it. But this morning, I know there are several things on your mind, and, of course, all across the country, we got this looting and rioting, and it's just uncalled for. And I know some of you got your own opinions about that, and so it's almost like the government and religion. You usually don't talk about them both together, but this right here is out of nonsense. What's going on among us? And so let me ask you this question: is the virus still out there? And for the last 6 days or so, ain't nobody heard about the virus, but I'm thinking that this thing is still out there. I'm thinking that we're still losing some lives across the country, maybe in your city, maybe in your town. So it's some kind of way it's done got lost in these riots that's going on in our cities. But I guarantee you that the little thing is still out there. Now, after we get through with all the riots and everything, and when we finally can get past somewhat this pandemic that we're going through, a lot of people are saying, "Well, I'd be glad when things get back to normal." I'd be glad when things get back to normal. But let me tell you just a couple of things this morning. I'm afraid of normal other than my blood pressure or something that has to do with my health. I looked up the word normal, and it don't give you much room on the left or the right to be different or to go forward or go back. And so the word normal is not a verb. It's an adjective. It's not an action word. So most time it does nothing. It does nothing. So I'm sort of afraid of the word norm when we say we need to get back to the norm. That means you get back to the same. This thing right here says it's a conforming to a standard, and it's something that is expected. Well, I'm afraid of this word of getting back to the norm other than my health. And because we don't need to get back to the norm. We don't need to get back to the norm. Norm don't take us nowhere. Norm don't give us anything. And when I think about that, I think about in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 24, when God made man, and when he put him in the garden, everything was just so lovely, so beautiful. He let the mist come from the bottom, from the ground, and to water everything. You didn't have to go grab no water hose, nothing of that sort. And to water nothing. God took care of everything. Then he made man, Adam and Eve, and placed them in this perfect place. And they was living, as we would say, a normal life. Everything was hunky-dory. Everything was just doing just fine. But then something came about. And God said, don't eat of the tree. The devil said, go ahead and eat it. They ate of the tree. And they thought that after they ate of the tree, things would go back to being normal. But it did not. It did not go back. Anytime disobedience is around, I found out as I read through the Bible, anytime disobedience is around, the normal takes a back seat. It always has, and it always will. And so from that day forward, when Adam and Eve in the garden, and this is just a little short, sermon that I'm trying to give you this morning because I'm scared of normal. After Adam and Eve had sinned in the garden, the Bible said that God come walking in the cool of the day and said, Adam, where are you? And Adam hid himself. That was not the normal thing that Adam was doing, because there was a time or two when God came into the Garden of Eden that Adam welcomed him in. But then he said, I hid myself. Things would not go back to being normal for them. I'm afraid of normal. And even in this pandemic and things that we're talking about, we don't need to go back to normal. I'm going to talk to you about that from a church standpoint in just a few minutes if I can ever get to it. And then I'm looking in, that's in Genesis 3, verses 1 through 24. Then in Exodus 12, and verse number 40, 41, when they was getting ready to get out of Egypt, the Bible said that they had been there 400 years before Pharaoh decided to let them go. When Moses told the people what to do to prepare themselves to go, they was getting ready to do something that was out of the norm. 400 years doing things the normal way, making straw without making bricks without straw and all those kind of things. And now Moses was getting ready to give them a new norm. Anytime you have conflict like we're having right now, things won't go back to be normal. They weren't going to go back and make bricks anymore without straw. And they weren't going to go back under the mighty hand of Pharaoh. But now, when they finally got themselves together, and the Pharaoh called them in the night and said, y'all get on out of town, and when you go, bless me. I found that to be interesting, that he said, and bless me when you go. And God broke down that normal 400 years of slavery, and that sort of sounds like today, don't it? But he broke down that 400 years of slavery, and they finally left and went out into headed to the Smoky Mountains. They was headed to the Smoky Mountains, and the only time that the things sort of got back to norm was when Moses went up in the mountain and stayed too long, and everybody said, he'd been gone too long. We need something to worship, a golden calf, this and another. See, the norm sometimes takes us back to tragedy. The norm takes us back to things where we don't, spots and situations that we don't want to be in. And so I'm hoping that when this pandemic and things are so over, we're not going to go back to the norm. And then when I look again in the book of Acts chapter 2, we know that story, the Bible says that Jesus told him to go back to Jerusalem and you wait till you be endowed for own power because things are not going to be normal. And everybody there was for the day of Pentecost, which was a normal thing for them to do. And there were men from out of every nation, devout men, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, Crete, Rome. And they was all there as a norm, as a normal day. But then the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that then now the day of Pentecost was fully come. And the Holy Spirit came and filled the house where they were sitting. And it set upon them like his cloven tongue. That was not normal. That has never happened today before. And then the Bible says that it was noise abroad, and all the people saw it. Well, they hadn't seen that before. They'd been there. They'd been there hundreds of times for Pentecost, for a feast, for doing that. That was normal. But this day would not be normal thank God for it, that it was not normal. And when the 15 nations appeared on that particular day, the Bible tells me that in Acts chapter 2, verse 37, 38, they said, "Now, men and brethren, what shall we do?" He says, "Repent." That was not normal for them to do that. That was abnormal for them to do that. And he says, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And on that particular day, over 3,000 souls obeyed the gospel. That was not the norm. And so when these guys left and went back to their various places of abode, they did not go back normal. I'm afraid of normal, except it has something to do with my health. And then finally, that was in Acts 2 and verse number 6. Then finally in Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 12 through 15, when the death of Jesus, I guess the disciples thought that after Jesus had died on the cross, that they was going to go back to being normal, go back to tent making, go back to doing fishing, going back doing the things that they was doing after being with Jesus for 3 years. But he had a trick for them. He had a trick box for them. Things are not going to be normal. He's going to shake up things. I'm afraid of normal, except for it's got something to do with my hair. When we go back to our congregations after this pandemic has settled down, however we go back, we cannot go back as business as usual. We cannot go back to the norm. Father, as we go through the rest of this day and as we seek to do better, as we seek to learn something and come out on the other side, let us not go back to the norm when we go back to church. Slothfulness, coming in late, not giving as we prosper, not singing when the songs are sung, not listening to or writing down or participating in the preacher's sermon. Go back to, "She didn't speak to me. He ignored me today." I'm not going back to that. Please, Heavenly Father, let us not go back to the norm, but let us learn something from this and give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And have a super duper day.